you will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
To the downside of venture capital.
Well, I guarantee if you don't sweat the small things, the big things are going to become a mess.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
Don't want to wait until you jump off the cliff to grab a parachute.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host. I'm Rob Artigo, your guest host for this edition of the Tough Things First podcast. Hi, Ray. It's good to be back with you.
Rob, it's always good to share these podcasts with you. You always have great ideas and thoughts.
This one's really interesting to me. I don't know anyone who has as much experience at levels of business managing managers. You know, you've managed presidents, VPs, EVPs, unit managers, production managers. The list is pretty much endless. So let's say I've launched my business and we're 50 or 100 employees strong. I've got, some good managers and I've got, some production managers and other managers. So when I'm looking at this business I've got, this business model, and I'm looking at the different maybe mini divisions that I have, and I've got creative conflicts, maybe even near physical confrontations in some cases, with internal conflicts. What's my first step in figuring out what's happening here among my managers if it's something new to me?
Well, it's a characteristics of all people to form silos. You know, we do that as a family or husband and wife. You know, we form a silo, meaning that it's us against the world. And unfortunately, we take that to work. And in our groups, we tend to want to build the silo, meaning that this is our territory, our turf. And if you start butting in, if you start moving over on our turf, we're going to defend it. And so that's the big problem, because it's a built-in conflict. And that brings us to the point about delineating responsibility. In any organization, the responsibilities tend to be a little bit gray on the edges. And that's when you end up with these conflicts, because people start assuming that's their territory. Maybe it's where they worked before. This is the way they did it. Or maybe this is their view of how this particular department should be run, and that they need this kind of flexibility and that flexibility. And so they tend to get into these little arguments or conflicts, as you talked about. So that's something that we have to be aware of, because it's going to happen. And I don't know of a single company that doesn't have these little gray areas where these little boundaries tend to float back and forth.
So those gray areas, those edges that you're talking about here, can you help us understand a little bit how to mitigate that a bit, to make a more well-defined line so it's not so gray? Maybe it's more charcoal.
Unfortunately, you can't stop the gray areas, because you can't delineate or define a responsibility so tightly that you lose flexibility and creativity. Because then what happens, people say, well, that's not my responsibility, or that's not what I am taking charge of. That's what happens when you define them too tightly. And so the way you deal with the gray areas, or as you call them, charcoal, is by having the teams work together. Even though they're on separate sides, as they say, you can still be good sportsmen. You can work together. You don't want to get so rigid and so inflexible that these gray areas become actual borders, as you would. And that's where the conflicts arise. There's a saying that goes, blessed are the flexible, for they shall not get bent out of shape. So what you want to do is keep people from getting bent out of shape.
With ZenStarter, your work with college students, many of them have their own businesses already or fostering some idea that they plan to launch. You're seeing people at the very infancy of the business, but you've also had people come in and ask you questions about venture cap with their small but still growing Silicon Valley tech firm, whatever it happens to be. But you're meeting with people who I imagine are oftentimes a little group of friends that started out. So you've got the CEO whose buddy is the other guy who's the CFO, and you have this core ends up being a group of friends oftentimes from college, and they're moving forward together. So sometimes that package of friends can bring with it, you know, baggage, I guess, for lack of a better term, that could cause ripples down the road, right?
Yeah, well, you know, creativity stops when people tend not to look at each other critically. And so if you're buddy buddies with a person, you tend not to be as critical. You tend to be more, you know, they'll work it out, or, you know, you give them excuses. So you do want some criticality in the way that the teams are formed and the way that they work with each other. You don't want them so rigid that they don't work together, but the same token, you want them so loose that they tend to overlook each other's faults that need to be corrected.
When I have my managers, let's say I've picked out those managers that are, they're troubling my system. I see a problem with the manager, and I go, do I automatically decide, all right, this is a bad manager, and should I just kick that manager to the curb, or should I give them time for redemption and maybe kick the idea into overdrive that I have to do some more mentoring here?
It depends upon how you view people in general. You know, all people are good, or basically good. And so if you use that, if you look for the good and not for the bad, you're more likely to see the good points you can build on, and they tend to whitewash the bad ones. So, you should take time to try to work with people that are difficult, but to the point where they're not destructive. Once they become destructive, you have to kick them to the curb.
You have had so much experience in this area. Is there the one piece of advice you might say about when you're dealing with conflict resolution among the managers? What's that one piece of information that I should always keep in mind about, finding that happy space between people who are, obviously you want them to be passionate about what they're doing, but that passion can turn into conflicts just because people are vying for, you know, they're moving into their own silos, a personal silo, so to speak.
Obviously, if you're a fair person, if you're a fair manager, then you're going to look at both sides. You're going to weigh them equally, and you're going to be, as they say, seek for mercy before justice. So, you know, you're going to be merciful in the way that you deal with your people. You're going to recognize that there are issues either at home or otherwise that are maybe disturbing that person. And so, you know, you want to be kind, understanding, but fair. And if your people know you're fair, then they will know that you're not going to take sides, that you're going to be equal-sided, as they say. So There's no heads or tails. They're just, you know, it's you're equal-sided.
Great advice. You can reach out to Ray Zinn, by the way, with your questions at toughthingsfirst.com. You'll find the podcast there, blogs and links to information about the book, Tough Things First. Also, check out Ray's new book, The Zen of Zinn. Please go to your favorite podcast source. This is really important because we really want to continue to spread the word about the Tough Things First podcast. The podcast source you're listening to right now is probably the one you're regularly using. Make sure you maybe comment or log in and rate the podcast. Let us know what you think. I look forward to the next time, Ray.
Thank you, Rob. Yeah, man. Feel free to ask questions. Get online, ask us something that's bothering you, something that you need help on, and we'll jump in and help you.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.